Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're here with Love Our Proud.
With Z&G on Joy 94.9. We are joined by a special guest, comedian Greg Fleet. Thank you so much for coming down, Greg.
Thank you very much for having me.
And look, I mean, it would have been a tough ride in, huh?
Oh, yeah, it's cruel. I had to come from Queen Street, which is kind of ironic, hilarious. But, tough. It was like, took me about 11 minutes. So it was brutal, absolutely brutal.
How is the coffee this morning? You're all pepped up and ready to go.
Yeah, I've even looked at the newspaper while I've been waiting for you to trawl through the hundreds of comedians you must have on at this time of year.
Yeah, that's right. It's a big time of the year. Comedy
festival.
But it'd
be busy for you yourself as well at this time of year.
Well, kind of, but not really. I mean, because this is, I always think of this as the end of the run, kind of, because we often do Adelaide, or like Perth, and then Adelaide, and then here. And so by the time you get here, you're really kind of, it's just like, it's pretty easy. And also in Adelaide, which was just before here, I was doing a play, which was really intense, and then racing from that to do stand-up. And I was always like 10 minutes late for the stand-up, so it was always a panic. And so just, you know, coming here and not doing the play, it's just like, ah, this is a doddle. All I got to do, you know, and it is a doddle anyway, doing comedy. When you work an hour a day, that's pretty Aussie and casual.
Yeah, that's right. So what, you said you were shopping the set around all Australia this year. So you Adelaide Fringe before the Comedy Festival. What's before Adelaide Fringe?
Perth Fringe. So it's actually quite a long, you know, it's like a 3 or 4 month hit doing shows, and it's kind of where comedians make most, I mean, you know, unless you're doing TV or something, it's where you make most of your money from the year as a live performer. Yeah.
Are you heading to Sydney?
I hope so. I didn't do Sydney at all last year, and I hardly did anything there the year before, so we might be taking our play there. And I mean, the good thing about the play is wherever we take that, like we're doing the Brisbane Arts Festival with that, which is like very grown up and, you know, funded, which is like unheard of, where you actually get a fee and everything. But when that happens, you know, it's really easy to go off and do stand-up as well. So it's kind of great. But hopefully, yeah, the play will get up there, and then I can just run around doing gigs. And people in Sydney haven't seen me for a while, so it'll be good. I mean, other than, you know, bits of telly things and stuff.
How many years have you been in the festival for?
Oh,
are you a veteran?
One doesn't ask, young man. I've done
royalty,
30.
Though. Comedy royalty.
Yeah, that's it. I'm kind of like the Queen, but a bit older. So I've done 30.
Nice.
You're all probably about that age or younger.
About that age. Give or take a few years. Change.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because everyone's dropping their ages radically. So
you've seen a lot over the years.
Yeah, absolutely.
What, do any comedy festivals stand out to you as being maybe the worst or the best?
Look, it's always changing slightly and always remaining the same. I think, you know, early on, it's probably a higher standard now. But I think in a weird way, early on, it was kind of more interesting because it wasn't such a career back then. It was just like a whole lot of insane people doing something they like doing. Whereas now it's very viable. So you get a whole lot of homogenized, you know, a lot of one white man and a microphone kind of thing, you know, which is, it's fine, you know. Look, you know, there's always something amazing in everyone. I haven't seen a lot yet, but I usually don't. It's usually the last couple of weeks I get out and check stuff out. So, you know, there's great stuff. There's always great stuff on, and it's a fascinating time of year, and it's a great time of year for comics. It's weird. I mean, with John Clarke dying yesterday or the day before, that was sad. But I mean, you know, he'd be amusing about it and go, you know, move on, everyone, carry on, nothing to see here. You know, yeah. But yeah, look, it's a great time to be a comic, and it's a great time to be a comic in Melbourne. And if I wasn't in Melbourne, it'd be a great time to come and hang out, I reckon.
Yeah, right. What I mean, are you doing any other international comedy festivals? Like, I mean, the Melbourne Comedy Festival has been around for how many years now? 31 years. Mm. How long has, like, say, Montreal been around? How long have they been around?
About the same, I think. Really? Edinburgh's been around longer, but Edinburgh's an arts festival, not really a comedy festival. So, and I think Melbourne, I can't be positive about this, but I think it's probably the biggest comedy festival in the world, you know, just straight comedy. Because there's, you know, Adelaide Fringe Festival or, you know, Edinburgh Fringe Festival. But that's, you know, painting and art and theatre and whatever, you know, comedy. So, yeah, look, it's very established. It's very well respected overseas, and it's, you know, it's very well run. It's pretty efficient, and, you know, if you've done it for long enough, like me, you can make some money from it. Dirty, filthy lucre. That's why I can afford this classy Gloria Jeans coffee. Are we allowed to mention corporations?
Why not?
We were just discussing coffee and the merits of the $1 coffee from 7-Eleven, which, of course, is now, you know, I'm beyond such things now.
Oh, of course.
Well,
of course.
You know, until maybe September when there's not a lot of work around, and I'll see you down there.
Now, look, I'm a big fan of the TV show that you did on ABC, Die on Your Feet.
Oh, wow.
What is there anything that, you know, in development that could be, you know, done again out of that? You know, you get a second season.
It took so long to, you know, from the time we shot that to when it went to air, it was about 5 years, I think.
Wow.
Or four years or something. Wow. So it was such a, you know, a long process. And it'd be hard to get all those people back. You know, I mean, you know, Adam Hills is off in England and stuff. So, but you know, there's always more things along those lines. And you know, and you know, I've got a few things in the works.
Yeah, nothing.
I'm writing a book. I'm writing another book.
Oh,
which hopefully will translate as a film or TV thing. So
that sounds amazing.
So not about you or about
For once I've stopped talking about myself. It's insane. I don't know. I'm lost my mind clearly because I'm fascinating. No, it's just a novel, and it's lovely.
That sounds great. Greg, your show is called
We Are Idiots.
We Are Idiots, and it's playing at the Imperial.
Yep, at the Imperial.
Yes.
And it's going very well. Are we allowed to, can I give things away?
Everything but price.
Okay, I don't even know how much it costs. That's just, what a casual man I am. I actually don't know how much my own show costs.
Well, thank you so much, Greg, for coming in. We really appreciate it.
No, thanks for having me. You guys
thank
are great.
You very much.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.